Hey, what's going on, guys? This is episode number 5 of Duke of the Right. So here's the deal. Since this is a brand new podcast, I'm trying to think of a set schedule that I want to have, whether it's, do Monday to Friday and then not record anything on the weekend, or, 4 days a week and then one day of the weekend. And what I'm thinking about doing is maybe like Monday to Friday off Saturday, and then do like a short 20 or 30 minute podcast on Sunday. I'm not sure if I want to do that 20 or 30 minute one on Saturday or Sunday, but I'm going to try it for Sunday. And what I decided I wanted to do, I don't want to talk about politics at all on the weekend. On my short episodes on the weekend, there will be no politics talk, no anger, no ranting about things that are going on, politically between Trump and the liberals. I think that it's smart to have a day of rest of all that bullshit and then talk about fun stuff, whether it's sports or funny videos I saw on the internet, music, fun stuff. But I'm not looking to make an hour and a half podcast because, people don't want to sit down and listen to an hour and a half on the weekends. People want to spend time with their family, especially if you work all week. The last thing you want to do is sit by yourself and listen to a podcast of me cursing and ranting about politics that, some people don't always want to listen to. So this weekend, I'm doing it on, today, which is Sunday the 23rd? 23rd. I'm doing this at night, and like I said, no politics talk. I'm not going down that rabbit hole, because anybody who knows me, once I start talking about that stuff, that's it. I lose sight of everything else, and that consumes my life. Hence why I literally made a freaking podcast about politics. So, I have a few little things on the agenda. So, I'm originally from New York, Staten Island. My family's from Brooklyn. We live in Jersey now. We live in Monmouth County. But I grew up a Yankee fan and a Ranger fan, Jets, unfortunately, Knicks, who I really don't watch that much. So, I don't know where my listeners are from, so I'm sure you don't really care about New York sports, but I do. And one thing that got me excited, I'm not going to lie, and this goes for any baseball fan, is that spring training started. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I wait for this time in October. I start anticipating the start of the new season. There's nothing like the first day of spring or the first day in like February where it's like 50 degrees like today. You could smell spring in there and you just want to pick up your baseball glove. Like, I literally dug my baseball glove out of my shoebox. I went outside and I started throwing my ball up against the steps, because when you grew up a baseball fan, it's just something about it. Something about the spring that just gives you baseball fever, especially me. And the Yankees, I think they started yesterday. They lost yesterday to the Blue Jays 2-1. They played today. They lost against the Rays. I think it was 8-7 or 9-7, something like that. That's all right. And I'm excited. I mean, Judge didn't start yet. I know he had a little bit of an injury. Nothing bad. We got Garrett Cole, the best pitcher in baseball. We got him, which I'm not buying big name players. I've never been. I hated A-Rod. I'm the biggest Yankee fan you could ever imagine. I hated him from the day we got him to the day he left. I actually kind of like him now that he's off the Yankees and doing his own thing. I have much more respect for him. But for the, 2004 to, 2014 or 15? Was it 10, 11 years? I hated him. Because the Yankees spent over $300 million on this schmuck. And he wasn't that good. I'm sorry, he wasn't clutch. I can count on one hand how many times he got a clutch hit. He was a good fielder, but I mean, he wasn't the best. You know? He was no Derek Jeter. I'm the biggest Derek Jeter fan in history. And I never forget when I first found out the Yankees got A-Rod. And I felt weird about it because I didn't want the limelight to be taken away from Jeter. That's how crazy of a fan I am. You know? So, but now that he's off the team and he's announcing and he's doing his thing, I have more respect for him. But I was never a big fan of those big money, long contracts. I think there should be a contract cap if you ask me. I think there should be a limit of a 3-year contract, you know, because this happened to the Yankees plenty of times. Look at, what's his face? Giancarlo Stanton. What was it, a 9-year deal? Millions of dollars. The guy sucks. All he does is strike out. He can't, just because you're a really good player on the Texas Rangers or someplace in bumblefuck Idaho, doesn't mean you're going to be the same player in New York City. It's a whole different world. And it's different than playing there a few times a year against the Yankees compared to playing there, 80 games a season? Dealing with the pressure. And listen, Yankee fans have no mercy on their players. Yankee fans, we booed Jeter when he was in a slump. And Jeter is the pride of the Yankees. He's the most loved and cherished ball player the Yankees ever had by the fans. And if he's in a slump and he strikes out, he's getting booed. So imagine what the Yankee fans do to a guy who's getting paid over $200 million a year. Well, $200 million over the span of, 8-9 years. And he strikes out, 200 times a year? Are you kidding? You're going to get booed back into the clubhouse. And that's why I'm not a fan of Giancarlo Stanton, but the way he played last year, I don't want him to play. I think it's a disease that the Yankee fans have if they grew up in the 90s watching the Yankees, that the Yankees had created a dynasty like no other in the 90s. And there was not one player the Yankees bought that was the best in the league. Everybody was homegrown. The core four, Jeter, Posada, Rivera, Pettit, and even Bernie. These were all homegrown guys. They were kids when the Yankees got them. And the Yankees farm system, the coaches, trained them to be who they are, who they were. And we did that to a lot of players. So if you grew up in the 90s, a big Yankee fan, watching how good they were, knowing that these guys were true Yankees from start to finish, and then all of a sudden you see the Yankees start buying these players, and they're not winning, you're going to get backlash. Listen, Yankees started buying players right after 2001. And coincidentally, once 2002 hit, they won one World Series. From 2002 to now, and that was 2009, and in that 17, 18 year span, they sucked. yeah, they made the playoffs just about every year, except for 08. But in Yankee world, that's a failed season, period. If the Yankees don't win the World Series, that's a fail of the season. And most other teams don't look at it like that. And that's what makes the Yankees winners, if you ask me. My friend, who's a Mets fan, my best friend, he doesn't get it. Because the Mets suck. I'm alienating my fan base right now. My future fan base. The Mets suck. They're an expansion team. They'll never be the team of New York. Forget about 86. Forget about 69. I hope my friend's listening to this. I don't know. So, real quick. So, from 2002, Yankees bought Giambi. Couldn't stand him. It was a decent-sized contract, and he was one of the best in the league. He sucked. He didn't do nothing. I mean, he got some pretty good hits. He did not live up to his expectations. Not even close. And that was the beginning. Then we got A-Rod 2 years later. What did he do? What did he do that earned all that money? Nothing. And then 07 hits, and they want to renew his contract, and he disrespected the Yankees, left that message on Steinbrenner's answering machine, insulting the team, blah, blah, blah. And what do? They offer him more money? I'm telling you. If that was going on in George Steinbrenner's prime, they would have dragged A-Rod out of the stadium by his ears. And he would have never been allowed back. But they became this huge business. And it bugs me out. I really wish that the Yankees stopped the bullshit. Even if you gotta sacrifice a few years, just build up your team. Listen, they got a great freaking team. And I think they got robbed in 17 because of the Astros. I don't even want to go into that right now. It's disgusting. Because the Yankees, they were a great freaking team that year. And people don't realize it, but if you know baseball, you know that sign stealing could change games. Huge. And they had it down to a science. But you can't dwell over things like that. It's in the past. What happened happened, and you got to move on. Now, Garrett Cole, another guy. We paid a lot of money for him. I'm not happy about it, but let's hope that he really shows up and can handle it. I mean, apparently he was a lifelong Yankee fan. Okay, that's great, but so am I. Are the Yankees going to hire me? You know? But I hope I hope he does good. Because if he doesn't, it wouldn't be a surprise. I'm not expecting him to be good, to be honest. So, let's just hope that it's going to be a good season for baseball, period. And I hope that the Astros get their asses kicked every game. What a terrible thing that they did. I think they kept doing it until 2019. I think they were messing around in the playoffs in 19, you know, when the Yankees and the Astros played. And the Yankees almost got to the World Series. Remember that? And then it was the walk-off from, you know, whatever. But who knows? It's dead and gone. As long as it's not happening anymore, whatever. That this mic isn't making any weird sounds. It's gonna be... Oof. So, on another note, so I drink this drink, right? I'm trying to lose weight. I've always been husky. Thick, as my mom would say. I was never skinny. I don't come from a skinny family. I'm big-boned at Italian, you know. And I love to eat. My mother makes really good freaking food. So, you know, for the last maybe 5, 6 years, I was over 200 pounds. Well over 200. I mean, maybe like 210. I would say the average in the last 6 years was about 210, maybe. But then in high school, you know, I was 170, 180. But last year, see, I worked construction from middle of 2018 up until October of 2019. And in that year and a half almost, eventually I got down to 165 in the middle of the summer. And I'll be honest, I don't think I was that skinny since like junior high school. Maybe freshman year of high school. I felt so good. It was like the best feeling ever. Because I was working a lot, this brutal construction, in the city, Staten Island, Brooklyn, Manhattan. I wasn't eating that much, you know. I didn't have time. I mean, I was working 10, 11 hours a day, getting out of the house at 5:30. So I didn't eat much. And when I did eat, my appetite was small. Instead of having 2 slices of pizza, I would have 1. You know, I would skip breakfast a lot. And I lost a ton of weight, sweating and running around. But, so, you know, 165, 170 was where I was at. And it was amazing. And I still wasn't satisfied. But as soon as I quit, I knew it. I was like, I'm going to gain weight. I know it. And 3-4 months later, now, maybe 4 months, I'm freaking 189. I'm depressed of how much weight I gained. And I still look better than when I did. You could see in my neck, my head, you know, I could actually feel my collarbones for the first time in my life. But I'm very upset. So I signed up for the gym. You know, I'm not really a gym guy, never was. So I've been going to the gym, doing some cardio. And I found this drink. And it's Bragg's apple cider vinegar. Now my dad has been talking about this freaking unfiltered apple cider vinegar for years, saying it's a miracle, it's a miracle. I always believed him, but I didn't know how great it was. And this isn't an ad, by the way. This is not an ad. This is my actual testimonial. So what I do is I do about a quarter of a cup of the raw, unfiltered apple cider vinegar, right? I put a little more because I can handle it. I fill it up with water. I put ice. I put some lemon juice and some warm honey so it could dissolve in there, and a little bit of turmeric. And I drink maybe 1 or 2 a day. I feel great. And apparently, if you keep doing this, it will get rid of the fat. It'll burn the fat as long as you don't eat like an animal. That's what I need help with. And a lot of people won't be able to handle it. I happen to love it. I mean, if you find the right ratio, and it might have a little bit of bitterness, but you get over it. Oof. I made this one strong. But the turmeric is a good key. I just put it in. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully it works. I mean, you know, I definitely feel better. But the problem is I'm still eating a lot. You know, I don't know if it's because I have a lot of things in my mind. And that might be it. I'm not drinking a lot of water lately. Which, while I was working construction, I was drinking, I felt like it was a gallon of water a day. It was crazy. So, I'm trying to lose some weight by the summer. I quit smoking cigarettes. I smoked cigarettes from, I think, junior year of high school. I think I was 16 up until last summer. So, which is 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. About 8-9 years. I think about it. I smoked for almost 9 years. That's crazy. I remember when I first started. But, I mean, I feel so much better now that I don't smoke a pack a day. I mean, And the good part is that I could have a cigarette once in a blue moon. Like if I'm out at a bar, I'll bum a cigarette from somebody and I'm fine. I don't crave it. Actually, I think it tastes like shit, but when you're drinking, you kind of need a cigarette. You know, I mean, I do have my vape, so I'm still getting my nicotine, but I'm not inhaling that combustible freaking smoke. And who knows with these vapes? I mean, watch, we're going to find out in 20 years they're worse than cigarettes. They get better off smoking cigarettes. I'm kind of at a standstill right now with this podcast. I mean, this is the first Sunday Rust show, so I think I might end it here. I just wanted to test it out, get an idea, you know. I think that it's a pretty good idea to do it on Sunday, but I'm debating on that. By the end of next week, I'll figure out a set schedule, and we'll have some fun. You know, I'm going to find a way to get the audio hooked up. So, like, if I wanted to, have a funny video that you could hear or good music, you know. And that's about it. And like I promised, there was no politics. That one episode a week, there will be no politics talk. Because I'm sick and tired of talking about it and thinking about it because it consumes me. And that's it, people. Hope you had a great weekend, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow, probably around nighttime, probably around 8, 9 o'clock. All right, take care, guys.